Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Here at the University of Vermont, we value students' education first and foremost. However, the well-being of our students is just as important to succeed both in and outside of the classroom. One of the best ways to give your body some extra TLC to ensure better well-being includes partaking in some form of exercise. Whether that be going on a walk or run outside as the weather gets warmer, going to the Patrick Gym to play a pickup game of basketball, or trying out a fitness class that UVM's Recreational Center has to offer, your body will thank you for giving it some extra attention. So, the next time you have some free time, check the fitness class schedule for the day, call up a friend to go on a bike ride, or even walk downtown. Your body will appreciate it, and so will you! This is a message from your exercise-happy DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM.
Today, my body was a TV'd massacre. Today, my body was a TV'd massacre that had to fit into sound bites and word limits, filled enough with statistics to counter measured response. So I perfected my English, and I learned all my UN resolutions. I perfected my English, and I learned all my UN resolutions, but still, he looks me straight in the eyes and asks me, Ms. Ziada, wouldn't everything be resolved if you Palestinians would just stop teaching so much hatred to your children? Pause. I look inside of me for strength to be patient. I look inside of me for strength to be patient, but patience is not at the tip of my tongue as the bombs drop over Gaza. Patience has just escaped me. Pause. Remember to smile. Rafif, you're on camera. Remember to smile. Remember to keep it together. Pause. We teach life, sir. We teach life, sir, after they have occupied the last skies. We teach life, sir, after they have built their settlements and their apartheid walls. After the last skies, we teach life, sir. But today, today my body was a TV'd massacre that had to fit into sound bites and word limits. And they need a hook. They tell me every journalist needs a hook. They need a personal story, just a human story. How about you give us a story of a woman from Gaza who needs medication, just medication. Shh, we're not speaking about that word occupation. Shh, don't mention that word apartheid, just medication. How about you give us a story of a woman from Gaza who just needs medication? Maybe she can be pretty. Maybe she can speak English without an accent. Just a human story, a human story. This is not political, you see. How about you? How about you? Do you have enough bone, broken limbs to cover the sun? Hand me over your dead. Hand me over your dead and give me the list of their names, but make sure that it's in 1,200 word limits. Today, my body was a TV'd massacre that had to fit into sound bites and word limits. It was made to hook those that are desensitized to terrorist blood, but they felt sorry. They felt sorry for the cattle over Gaza, so I give them statistics and UN resolutions, and I speak their language. I give them statistics and UN resolutions, and I speak their language. We condemn, we deplore, we reject, we condemn, we deplore, we reject. These are not two equal sides. Occupier and occupied, these are not two equal sides. Colonizer and colonized, and 100 dead, 200 dead, 1,000 dead. I recount, I recount, I recount, and to smile, not terrorist. Remember to smile, not exotic. And I recount, I recount, I recount. 100 dead, 200 dead, 1,000 dead. 100 dead, 200 dead, 1,000 dead. Is anyone out there? Will anyone listen? I wish I could just wail over their bodies. I wish I could just run barefoot in every refugee camp and hold every child, cover their ears so they wouldn't have to hear the sound of bombing for the rest of their life the way that I do. I wish I could just wail over their bodies, run barefoot in every refugee camp and hold every child, cover their ears so they wouldn't have to hear the sound of bombing for the rest of their life the way that I do. 'Cause let me just tell you, there's no soundbite. No matter how good my English gets, no soundbite. No matter how well I practice, no soundbite, no soundbite, no soundbite, no soundbite. will bring them back to life. And no soundbite will fix this. We teach life, sir. We teach life, sir. We Palestinians wake up every morning to teach the rest of the world life, sir.
WRUV listeners. You're listening to I Hope You Like It on 90.1 FM Burlington. This is DJ TBD, and I will be here until 7. Tonight's theme was easy to choose. We're living in strange times and we need each other and we need music. And so tonight's show is all about grief, anger, and protest. Behind me now is a track called Old Melody. This is Trans Elder Beverly Glenn Copeland from their 1986 record Keyboard Fantasies. Before this, we heard from Rafif Zayada with We Teach Life. Spoken word artist and human rights activist. And after this melodic, slow, comforting track, we are going to move into the more, I would say, loud, anger-forward segment of the show. We're going to hear from ESG, La Tigra, and Bikini Kill, because why not? The Slits and Fiona Apple. So that's coming up. I hope you're hanging in and that you enjoy the show. Stick around. I will be here until 7 p.m.
You make no sense. You make no sense. Say you. cars already are, drawing deep breaths past my door. And last night's phrases, sick with lack of basis, are still writhing on my floor. And it doesn't seem fair that your wicked words are working, holding me down. It doesn't seem right to take information, given at close range, for the gag and the bind and the ammunition. Conversation, once colored by esteem, became dialogue as a diagram of a play for blood. Took a vacation, my palate got clean. Now I can taste your agenda while you're spitting your cut. And it doesn't make sense, I should fall for the kingcraft of a meritless crown. It doesn't seem right. Take information, given at close range, for the gag and the bind and the ammunition. It's not about love, 'cause I am not in love. In fact, I can't stop for. Not about love, I am not in love. In fact, I can't stop falling off. I miss that stupid ache. Your eye to stare at, that's what he said when I was sitting up straight. Changed the name of the game because he lost it. He knew he was wrong, but he knew it too late. But I'm not being fair because I chose to listen to that filthy mouth. But I'd like to choose right. Take all the things that I said that he stole, put him in a sack, swing him over my shoulder, turn on my heels, step out of his sight, try to live in a lovely life.
Really quick recap here. Behind me right now is Slauson Malone with I'm Tired. Off of Creator Speak, this is an amazing album. So, so good. Today's show is on grief, anger, protest. We just heard from Fiona Apple with Not About Love. That's from Extraordinary Machine. We heard from The Slits. Typical Girls, Suck My Left One from Bikini Kill, personal favorite. That's off the first two records. Mediocrity Rules from La Tigra, from the desk of Mr. Lady. Had the privilege of seeing that live when I was 10. Shout out to Stephen Shore. And at the top of the segment, we heard from ESG with You Make No Sense. Up next is Damage from Chris Cohen, who is just at the Monkey House. The lyrics of this are really beautiful. Pay attention. You're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
At the hospital and the middle school, anywhere you look, someone's power over someone else. Protecting property, but only life is precious. Only life is precious. Somebody's love was shot down again. Don't believe what they said. Don't believe what they said. You can't just throw someone.
Fire and darkness. this is so sad. That's why this is so sad.
My life, and it's just my body.
Thank you.
Stretch. Welcome back to My Voice. This is the last time we're going to hear it tonight. This is DJ TBD. It's been my pleasure to share some songs that are just the very tip of the iceberg of just such a long list of beautiful, comforting, mad music to take in while we process this weird time. And continue to be energized and resilient despite all of the hard feelings. I've been missing Pan Amsterdam, so that's why I'm playing this track behind me now. Called All Purpose Sauce. We just heard It's Not Up to You from Bjork. And Body by Julia Jacklin. A new song from the new Hayley Hendricks album, Seed of a Seed. That was Redwood's parentheses, Anxious God. Recommend giving that whole record a listen. I'm connecting with it much more than the last album she had. Something about the lyrics this time are really speaking to me. We heard from Anoni. It Must Change. And at the very top of the segment, Damage from Chris Cohen. That's off of his new record, Paint a Room, that he was just touring for in Burlington, Vermont. Shout out to the Waking Windows organizers and the Monkey House for bringing that artist to town. All right. We're going to wrap it up with The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. I hope everyone is doing all right. I love my WREV listeners. Thank you for loving me by listening. This is 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. See you next Monday.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Would you settle for Captain and Tennille?
Yes. All right. All right.
I see you on the kitchen floor, 3 weeks past the age of four. Will you remember this? There's so much that I'd like to say, 'cause someday you'll push me away and leave your innocence. Your father's father loved in his own way. We had our moments, but he would always say that I will fail, but always try, and I will do wrong things and apologize and show you what it's like to forgive. And I'll give you space, never leave. Be a safe place for you to grieve.